The following title has been created from an RNIB analog archive recording. It has been generated from original source files without further editing or enhancement.
The Murder on the Links by Agatha Christie.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Track 1.
Chapter 1. A Fellow Traveller. I believe that a well-known anecdote exists to the effect that a young writer, determined to make the commencement of his story forcible and original enough to catch and rivet the attention of the most blasé of editors, penned the following sentence. "Hell," said the Duchess. Strangely enough, this tale of mine opens in much the same fashion, only the lady who gave utterance to the exclamation was not a duchess. It was a day in early June. I had been transacting some business in Paris and was returning by the morning service to London, where I was still sharing rooms with my old friend, the Belgian ex-detective Hercule Poirot. The Calais Express was singularly empty. In fact, my own compartment held only one other traveller. I had made a somewhat hurried departure from the hotel and was busy assuring myself that I had duly collected all my traps when the train started. Up till then, I had hardly noticed my companion, but I was now so violently recalled to the fact of her existence. Jumping up from her seat, she leapt down the window and stuck her head out, withdrawing it a moment later with a brief and forcible ejaculation, "Hell!" Now I am old-fashioned. A woman, I consider, should be womanly.